Now, you might have noticed the similarity in the story that Lisa read and the one that I read. On this Transfiguration Sunday, the two stories are of two men ascending two mountains hundreds of years apart. Moses ascending Mount Sinai and Jesus ascending Mount Tabor. In the account Lisa read, Moses goes up Mount Sinai, which is covered with smoke like clouds. And after 6 days, the mountaintop appears to be on fire. In the Matthew account, Jesus, with Peter, James, and John in tow, climbs Mount Tabor. And there he is transfigured. Now, to be transfigured means to alter your appearance altogether. In a bright cloud or in bright light. These are two mystical and mysterious stories. Often, you know, mystical and even magical stories are clothed in smoke, right? Or clouds. I once, in Madison Square Garden, this is really true. I'm a person of the cloth. I wouldn't lie to you. I was at Madison Square Garden and David Copperfield was there. And there's an elephant. And then there was a puff of smoke and the elephant disappeared. A whole living elephant disappeared. And I looked to see, was there like a trap door? I mean, can you imagine dropping an elephant? I don't know how he did it. I struggled to believe what my eyes had just seen. Magic shows. You've seen magic shows. And there's a puff of smoke, and the lady that was sawn in half is now whole again. The rabbit is alive and comes out of the hat and all that sort of thing. In fact, there's a story told. There's a magician on a cruise ship. A part of the entertainment package, and he would do his magic every night, and the captain had a parrot. And when the parrot got in range of the magician, while the magician was performing, the parrot would yell, "It's a fake! He doesn't know any magic. It's phony." Well, the ship hit a reef and sunk. And it turned out that the parrot and the magician were in the same lifeboat. Parrot said, "Okay, I take it back. What'd you do with the ship?" So what happens when the smoke clears? On Mount Sinai, on Mount Tabor, what's this story about? And what does it mean to you and me? Sometimes when the smoke clears, we see things another way altogether. Pearl Harbor, December 1941. When the smoke cleared, the USS Arizona and more than 2,000 American sailors lay forever at the bottom of Pearl Harbor. And the world would never be the same again. 9/11. When the smoke finally blew away, the skyline of New York looked like something with its front two teeth out. And the words "War on Terror" were on our lips. And the whole world had changed. So our first question about these two incidents is, when the smoke cleared on Mount Sinai, what had changed? When the smoke and the light cleared on Mount Tabor, what had changed? Well, it turns out both are pivotal stories. Moses' ascent and Jesus' ascent changed the course of human history. In both cases, a new glimpse of God's glory was visible for the first time. Moses, who had represented to the people the Abrahamic covenant, the promise Abraham had made to the Israelites, and they to him. Moses had a firsthand encounter with the Holy One. And he came away with the law that would thereafter serve as the metric for the people, the Ten Commandments. It was a turning point. God's direct encounter with Moses changed the course of the Israelite people. Jesus' transfiguration is likewise a turning point. Peter and James and John behold Jesus as that they had not seen him before. Up to this point, Jesus has been their teacher, their rabbi, their friend, the healer who has walked with them through the Galilee. But now they behold him in his divine presence. And on Mount Tabor, they know for the first time, this surely is the Son of Man. And they hear the voice of God directly. And in the cloud, they see the representation of the Holy Spirit, the incarnate God who is one with the Father. You see, Transfiguration Sunday is the Sunday just before Lent starts, just before we begin to acknowledge the Passion of Christ, just before things grow dark for Jesus and they begin to plot against him. In a way, the Transfiguration story is like a movie trailer. It gives you a preview of the glory of Jesus. Not the human Jesus, but the risen Christ. The Christ that we will follow through the Passion and to the cross and to the grave, and then on Easter to the risen Christ who still lives. It is a vision of what will be. Proverbs, the book of Proverbs says, without a vision, the people perish. This is our vision, the Christ of glory, who is one with God and who by the Holy Spirit is with us every day, guiding our way. Pastorally, the Transfiguration story should be a source of encouragement to us, especially on those smoky, cloudy, too bright to see kind of days when we feel lost. Wait for the smoke to clear, and then see what possibility lies in the new vision. Lent is just a season for such reflection, for such exploration and deepening of our spiritual life and our contact with the Holy One. Sometimes in a single moment, life turns. The birth of a baby, the death of a loved one, a cataclysmic national or international event, and life turns. When the smoke clears, it is for us to ask, what can we know about God from this moment? What can we see in the fresh possibilities? What is our capacity to change and to respond to the new context? Juliet Ward Howe was the writer of hymns and songs, and she toured at a time a hospital for Union soldiers just outside of Washington, D.C., and there she saw the maimed and the suffering, those with amputations, those blinded, maimed, and suffering. She wrote, My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. In a subsequent verse, she writes these words. In the beauty of the lilies, Christ was born across the seas with the glory in his bosom that transfigures you and me. As he died to make men holy, let us live to make men free. Our God is marching on. That's the story of transfiguration. Our God is marching on. When the smoke clears, look for the new future. How will the transfiguration change your vision, your view, your perception of God's claim on your life? I don't know. But Lent will tell you. In Lent, you might have the habit of giving up something. My grandmother, who I never heard curse in all her days, would give up cursing every Lent. Taking a page from her book, I have always given up Brussels sprouts. You might want to give something up for Lent, some bad habit that you want to retire for a season. Or you might want to take something on. Not so much give it up, but take it on. To be more kind, more thoughtful, more cheerful, more patient, less self-involved. Whatever it is that you could and should do. Today's two texts are two stories about two men ascending two mountains. Moses comes down from Mount Sinai with two tablets of stone with the laws by which we are to live. Jesus comes down from Mount Tabor and gives himself body and soul to transfigure you and me. Yes, our God is marching on.